What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disc Gaming Podcast. In this episode, it's Tuesday. It's time to look back at some of the comic books that we've been reading in the past week. Lots of different ones that have been out. But before we do that, make sure you hit that subscribe button if you're on YouTube or on podcast services. So, James, what have you been reading this week?
I'm going to go ahead and get started with the X books, as I typically do, apparently. X-Men Red, number 10. I think this is the penultimate issue of the series. We do know it's going to be finished after the relaunch, which is coming next week. So we'll have that to talk about, at least. And this is the showdown of Jean Grey and Cassandra Nova, who's the twin sister of Professor Xavier. Don't like talking about that one. That entire storyline is stupid. But the fight between them is great. It's all psychic stuff because they're two of the most powerful telepaths on the planet. It's just a very fun issue, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this series ends. With X-Men Red number 11 coming out on December 12th, the series will be finished. And I think anyone looking for a good, solid X-Men book, which also has X-23 and Honey Badger and Nightcrawler in it, this will be a fun one. It's only 11 issues long. It's one long storyline. I think this is probably one of the better X books that's been put out in the last, let's say, 5 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, I there was a brand new Disney Afternoon like giant collection by IDW, which had DuckTales and Rescue Rangers. Now, as a massive Rescue Rangers fan, this was just like, yeah, I'm reading it. There's like straight in, like no questions asked. So the Duck had two stories. Kind of, it was a giant book, so it was quite big and meaty. Both stories kind of continued on. Some kind of good artwork, very kind of, you know, nice. It looked like the characters. It just felt right. Nothing amazing there. The stories, again, obviously as you'd expect with DuckTales, Scrooge McDuck is doing something with a lot of money, and some crooks are trying to steal it, and he's trying to outwit them. You know, the kind of typical stuff that you get from Scrooge McDuck. And then the Rescue Rangers was a little bit more fun because, you know, they had... it's that thing of... I've got so used to reading, like, Scrooge McDuck and Uncle Scrooge and DuckTales, and that comic book has been around for so long, and they've been printing different versions of it for ages, and it's out, you know, every couple of weeks. Whereas Rescue Rangers was kind of like... I don't remember the last time I actually read a comic book with Rescue Rangers. It might have even been back in the 90s. So it felt a lot more fresher, a lot more different, because these characters aren't used on a regular day-to-day basis. You know, DuckTales and Scrooge, but you know, their Uncle Scrooge comic books are out constantly. So it was really nice having that kind of different thing. And obviously, they'll probably start mixing it in with Darkwing Duck and Tailspin and stuff as well. But I really enjoyed this. If you're a Disney fan, and especially a Disney Afternoon fan, this was a really good little issue.
Yeah, I did not read it. I did take a quick look at it. My understanding is that these were reprints of maybe some stories that came out in Europe in the 2000s or something like that.
A lot of the IDW stuff is of the Disney side. Other than the new DuckTales one, they are all... The European ones, and then they basically translate them into English, but it's the first time they've been out in like English speaking because there's such a strong Disney comic sort of in Europe around Italy and stuff, a lot of the artists and stuff there, so they're kind of just reusing it. But at the same time, it's great to see them, you know these artwork and all the rest of it, and bringing them up and stuff. It was just like a really kind of cool little idea.
I am all for them bringing out more Disney Afternoon stuff, particularly the classic ones. I mean, I'm fine with them bringing like Goof Troop and the other ones in, but yeah, for me, Tailspin, DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, and Rescue Rangers are really where it's at. So I'm glad to see them bringing those in. I am loving this current resurgence of the Disney Afternoon. I think it's hit that like point in like the history of nostalgia where people are, oh yeah, those were really good shows back in the day. Yeah. So I'm glad to see them coming back, even if it's, you know, in comic form instead of television form, DuckTales excluded, of course. But I welcome them bringing more and more of this back, and I hope that they continue to do so.
So I'm going to jump now over to the Star Wars side. And I think there's quite a few books out this week. We had the Han Solo, start of like a I think it's a free series of this one. You also had Star Wars, was it 58?
56.
56. And those are the two I read. I know you read a different one as well. I'm going to first start off with the Han Solo one. I didn't like this. I didn't like the fact that the first half of the comic book was just retelling Solo. It was just like, yeah, okay, I've seen this. I don't like, it's like, this is supposed to be, I know they were setting it up, but they didn't need to do that. They didn't need to do that.
They could have done it in the opening crawl, like they've done in other Star Wars books. They do the traditional crawl in comic form, so it's all just a single page and you kind of scroll yourself, but they could have done the first 15 minutes of Solo in that comic form, no problem. And it would have been fine. And then I'm reading the rest of it and I'm like, he's shooting down other TIE fighters and he's not just like a headstrong pilot cadet. No, he is actively like fighting against other Imperials, not for rebellious reasons. Yeah. It's all purely selfish, as you would hope for Han Solo, but still I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. How would you even expect that he would stay as a pilot? Because the way they presented in the movie, it's only a one-off line where he's like, I have a mind of my own or whatever. And it's like, well, I could see some interesting stories coming out of that. But him, like, stealing a TIE fighter, shooting other TIE fighters down, which presumably kills the pilots. How are you not in front of an execution squad? Yeah. I guess we'll find out in issue two, but I'm not quite as harsh on it as you, because I thought there were some okay moments to it, but I'm definitely like, you're going to have to convince me on this one. This is not a good start.
Yeah, I think that I liked it once it started gaining away from what we've seen in Solo. I think it was just that thing of, I felt like I missed half the book being Solo rerun. Was like, I didn't want the Solo, I didn't need the Solo.
I didn't need that much of it. It was like 7 or 8 pages.
Yeah, it was like, I'm not reading the Solo adaption stuff because I don't like these. I don't like those kind of comic books. But, you know, it is fun, and the fact of seeing, you know, it would be more fun to see what he got up to in those, that time in the Empire. But like you said, he's being shown so aggressively to the point of like not really doing it properly, you know, and him rebelling against everything and everyone. It's like, there's no, yeah, okay, that might be why they make him into a mud trooper, because he's the lowest of the low kind of thing. But it did seem a little bit like they're trying way too hard of, you know, there's no way essentially a military force would let this guy get away with it.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on episode issue two. But I have to admit, I'm kind of like, if there's more than a handful of comics coming out the same week as issue two, I'll probably pass on it. So we'll see. If it comes out on the light week, I might grab it just, you know, to fill the void a little bit and see where they're going. But this, I'd call this one a misfire so far.
What about the other Star Wars one?
Now, Star Wars 56, this is, of course, coming off of the ending from the last couple of issues where they, you know, got split up and escaped into hyperspace. And somehow they're now on another planet with Sana Solo protecting them, and it's kind of like, okay, things are happening, it's okay. But I think after the explosiveness of the previous arc, where they had a massive ship battle and all sorts of stuff going on, it's kind of like, I'm kind of lost as to what's going on here, actually. And now that I'm thinking about it, I don't remember most of this issue. I just remember them hiding under the cantina table. And they're coming out. They're really dirty. I guess they haven't showered in a long time. And then the rest of it, I'm just going, I don't really remember what happened in the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, they ended up getting on a landing on a planet, and then kind of.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they had to escape the Star Destroyer by using the escape pod, and I don't know. We'll have to wait and see where it's going. But this one, not as bad as Han Solo in terms of like misfire, but on the other hand, I'm just like, after the last arc, this is not that great.
So the artwork was a little bit better. I think they removed that jarring photorealistic style. Obviously brought a different artist on. It's a little bit more pleasant because it's they're not trying to do the whole, it's gradually been kind of oozing away from that as time's been going on since that initial run started, and the feedback, it has been getting softer and softer. And it was very noticeable that there's a change in artist style.
Yeah, it was. And some of it was an improvement, and actually some of it wasn't either, although I think that was more the colorist than the artist. There were some very interesting choices in the coloring. Yeah. So,
but generally it was meh. It was meh.
Yeah, it was middle of the road.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think of, is this kind of weird thing? I then jumped over to Infinity Warps, issue number 5. I'm at that point now where I'm like, I'm this deep in, I'm going to finish off episode 6 and that'll be done. This was very much along the lines of, right, they need to take care of Gamora. And this was very much about what they've all been building up to, of them all in some parallel universe. Loki puts a team together. They all get a stone. They come to Gamora. They all kick her butt. But then Loki then obviously has tricked everyone because now he's got all the stones. But he then takes them somewhere else. And he's got loads of stones from different places. But Gamora's starting to lose, because obviously they're going to wrap it up in issue 6. So she had to kind of lose the stones in order for them to, probably in the next issue, put everything back to normal and remove all these. And then there's certain characters like Sorcerer, Captain Sorcerer, whatever he is. They're going,
Sorcerer.
You know, well, if you split me back up into two people, all my memories, you're going to, you know, essentially you're killing me. It's like, I can't really care about you. You've only been around for 2 weeks. you never had this life. It was made up.
Yeah, your memories aren't even real, dude. But as I've been saying from the beginning, I expect a couple of the characters will probably survive. There'll be some weird thing with the Reality Stone, maybe, where we'll get the characters split up, but the merged version will still exist in some alternate reality and pop back in at some point. But it'll only be a couple of characters. And I certainly, from what I've read of the Infinity Warps, I don't think I could pick any that would be like, oh, I do want to see more of that character. Most of them kind of like, this is a fun what if, but let's get back to the real story.
Yeah, I think it's all this other stuff of all these other side projects and stuff that they've been launching. And it's like, we've been saying it the whole time, it's just, it does not seem to be working. You know, there doesn't seem to be a lot of discussion about it. It seems like a massive project, which just is not working the way they thought it might do. But I'll be glad when issue 6 is out, so I can put this Infinity Warp stuff, or wars, whatever they want to call it, on the side, because I kind of read it. And I'm just trying to think, I'm going to have a quick look to see what other ones I read, but I didn't read a lot. I didn't read a huge amount this week.
Well, while you're looking that up, I'll talk about the third Star Wars comic, which was Star Wars Adventures Destroyer Down, number 1 by IDW. Now, because it's a Star Wars Adventures title, that does mean it's more kid-focused. It's an all-age title. The idea here is that Rey is on Jakku. This is in her early days, of course, and this mysterious ghost Star Destroyer, which was destroyed in the Battle of Jakku, has been discovered, which means it's unscavenged, which means there's all sorts of opportunities for scavengers to go and claim it. And her boss, the guy who stole the Millennium Falcon, wants it, and he wants to fix the Millennium Falcon with it. And that's basically the entire setup. In terms of it, I mean, it's a Rey story. It's better than most Rey stories simply because it has nothing to do with The Force Awakens or The Last Jedi. No commentary on the movies. Just, it's nice to have something that's separate from them for some of these characters. That said, you know, it is all ages, which generally means maybe not as impactful, maybe not as important as some of the other titles. So unless you really, really, really want to see a younger Rey messing around on Jakku and kind of seeing where some of the Star Destroyers go, probably not too high on the priority list. Maybe wait for trade paperback and see what comes out of that. That said, out of the 3 Star Wars books this week, it's probably my favorite. But, you know, as you guys heard, that's not saying an incredible amount.
No. Any other books you read this week?
Let me see. I did read X-23, number 6, which is the start of a new story arc. That's Or actually, it's not the start of a story arc. It is a intermittent interlude issue between the previous story arc and the new one. X-23 and her sister clone decide to infiltrate a high school, which might have a mutant in it. X-23 is the new gym coach, and since she only knows like hardcore training, she is drilling these kids like, you know, give me six laps around and you've got 10 minutes to do it kind of thing. And Gabby's a student, and it's an odd issue. It's fun, but yeah, it's also completely throwaway. So
yeah,
I enjoyed it. It's fun. But
I just had to look there at the list, and there was one book I was going to read, and I completely forgot, was I wanted to read Iceman, because it's got the amazing friend in it, Firestar and Spider-Man. So I'm going to probably read that one tonight. But yeah, so that was kind of like, I think, kind of a quick rundown. Any other ones you want to add before we finish off?
No, I think it was a slow week, but it is the beginning of November, so we are back to the 4-week release schedule for the month as opposed to 5 weeks from October. So I think as we get farther into this month, we're going to have more and more to talk about, particularly next week, which has the Uncanny X-Men relaunch, even though Extermination isn't done yet.
Yeah.
So at the very least, we'll have that to talk about. So.
Yes. But let us know in the comments below or on social media what comic books you are currently enjoying. And if you've got any tips or ones that we should maybe check out, you can always do that as well. Remember to go check us out over at DisKingdom.com to keep up with the latest on everything Marvel. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.